Psalm 34. A psalm of David when he changed his behavior before Abimelech, who drove him away, and he departed. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. O magnify the Lord with me. And let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and delivered me from all my fears. They looked unto him and were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him, and saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him, and delivereth them. O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. O fear the Lord, ye his saints, for there is no want to them that fear him. The young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. Come, ye children, hearken unto me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. What man is he that desireth life, and loveth many days, that he may see good? Keep thy tongue from evil, and thy lips from speaking guile. Depart from evil, and do good. Seek peace, and pursue it. The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ears are open unto their cry. The face of the Lord is against them that do evil, to cut off the remembrance of them from the earth. The righteous cry, and the Lord heareth, and delivereth them out of all their troubles. The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and saveth such as be of a contrite spirit. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. He keepeth all his bones, not one of them is broken. Evil shall slay the wicked, and they that hate the righteous shall be desolate. The Lord redeemeth the soul of his servants, and none of them that trust in him shall be desolate. Who do you bless at all times? Who do you boast in? Who do you magnify? David blessed the Lord at all times. Good times and bad times. David's mouth was always praising the Lord. His soul boasted in Jehovah. And he said the humble would hear this praise and be glad. Let us magnify the Lord. Let us exalt his name together. Stop magnifying the enemy. Stop magnifying the situation. Stop magnifying the challenge. Magnify the Lord with me. If you seek the Lord with all your heart in the hard times, in the struggle, in the pain, he will hear you, and he will deliver you out of all your fears. He will save you out of all your troubles. He did for David. You say, yeah, but David was the king. Not when he wrote this, he wasn't. He didn't start out as royalty. He was just a young shepherd boy. What made him so special? What made God honor him and give him such divine protection? It was because David feared the Lord and he trusted in him. Why should I fear the Lord, you say? Well, because the angel of the Lord encamps round about those who fear him and delivers them. Why should you fear the Lord? Because those who fear the Lord will never lack any good thing. The fear of the Lord leads to everlasting life. So David says, come, I will teach you the fear of the Lord. Keep your tongue from evil. Keep your lips from speaking guile. Depart from evil. Do good. Seek peace. Pursue it. The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ears are open to their cry. But the face of the Lord is against them that do evil. O taste and see that the Lord is good. He blesses all those that trust in him. Have you sinned? Do you feel broken and afflicted? Well, just repent and cry out to the Lord. He's not far from you. He will save you. He will redeem you. He will deliver you. Be like David. Fear the Lord and trust in him, and you will see him do great and wonderful things. And you will bless the Lord at all times. Your soul will boast in the Lord, and you will magnify the Lord, and we can all exalt his name together. Psalm 34.